ABC Listen. Podcasts, radio, news, music, and more.
4, 3, 2, 1.
G'day, Dr. Carl.
And lift off.
40 years on, we want to unpack the behind-the-scenes story of the Challenger disaster.
Obviously a major malfunction.
I saw it explode. I couldn't believe it.
Hear the whole story on our podcast, The Challenger Legacy, a new series of science fiction. Search for science fiction on the ABC Listen app or wherever you get your podcasts.
A heads up before we begin. This episode contains extended discussions about suicide and grief. Take care while listening.
I'm not glad it happened, but I know it happened for me to become a better person and for me to have the choice to go, all right, I'm going to do something with this horrible story. The worst thing that's ever happened to me is going to help make the world a better place too, just like my dad did.
Growing up in Cronulla, in Sydney's southern suburbs, the ocean has always played a central role in Blake Johnston's life. It's the site of his first memory. It's the source of his livelihood as a surf coach. It's the place most connected to his dad.
My very first memory is like just standing on the beach at the alley there at North Cronulla and having floaties on and being nervously excited to hit the water, and then having my dad next to me, you know, with the board under his arm, smiling, and then going out and riding waves on the shore with me up the front.
Professionally, Blake's father was a bricklayer and a builder, but surfing is what he loved to do.
My dad was a second generation Cronulla local. He was very stoic. He was calm. And he didn't tell us big stories about his glory surfing days and that. He just did his thing, did his best. We had 5 boys in our family, and life revolved around the beach.
5 boys is incredible. Where were you in the birth order?
I was dead bang in the middle. I was a middle child.
Middle child, right.
Yeah. I know now, just looking back at how hard it must have been for my parents. You know, 5 boys on a bricklayer's wage, trying to get ahead and everything. I have so much empathy and respect for you know, how challenging times must have been for them.
Were feelings or mental health discussed much in your family?
Nah, definitely not. Definitely not. There was not conversations around how we felt. We had a mum who was a bit more like me, and wearing the heart on the sleeve, emotional, and cared so much for us. But Dad was stoic, you know. Like I said, he was quiet and humble, and there was never any conversations about how he felt or, you know, what he was going through, and I can only just imagine it.
This stoicism and silence, it wasn't something Blake gave much thought to growing up, but it is something he thinks about now, because when Blake was 30, about 13 years ago now, he lost his father to suicide.
He was always my hero. He was my best mate, my hero, and I think that might have masked me looking for anything. I just saw the best in him, you know. Like, he was this hard-working, gentle giant that taught me surfing, that I wanted to make stoked and proud of me, and we had a beautiful relationship. So I have struggled with the guilt of going, why didn't I see these things, you know. I knew he was crazy tired from his work schedule, 60-year-old man, still working 6 days a week and had sleep apnea, and would have struggled with a lot of things that come with that, you know, self-worth of not owning his own home. I look back and just think there would have been a lot on his plate.
For a good 5 years after his father's death, Blake says he wasn't himself. And that's not uncommon after the loss of someone so close to you by suicide, because suicide bereavement is complicated. As in Blake's case, there can be a lot of unanswered questions, a lot of second-guessing your own actions. Not to mention the shame and stigma that can come with having to explain this kind of loss to other people.
There is still this connotation about people dying by suicide. There must have been something wrong with that person, something wrong in the family, otherwise it wouldn't have happened.
The aftershocks of a loss to suicide are significant.
And the really scary thing is, losing someone close to you by suicide can elevate your own risk of suicide. That's especially the case for children who lose a parent in this way.
I went through the depth of every single emotion. I just didn't want to be another one in the 9 of Australians that take their own life. I didn't want to be another statistic. I wanted to be someone that made the world a better place.
So today, we're talking about the long-tail impacts of suicide. Why, despite millions of dollars spent on prevention over the years, numbers haven't gone down? And what it takes to find purpose after profound loss. I'm Sana Qadar from ABC Radio National. This is All in the Mind.